is Joanna Schrader, and I'm here with Larry Littner with Stoller. Larry, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm well. Well, thanks for spending some time with us today at Farm Progress. It's a little wet.
Yes, it is, but it's been a wet summer. So
it has been a wet summer. I know a lot of farmers are being affected by this, but you have a product called BioForage.
Yes.
And I know you've spent some time in the fields. How are your crops that have been treated with BioForage performing?
Well, we've been impressed, and I believe the growers have definitely been impressed, too, to see how they've been able to manage some of the stressful situations that they've incurred this year. Even starting from the very early spring, we've had some wet, cold soils, and then we've had a wet summer, so we've had a lot of wet stress on our crops all year long. And I've been out in the field almost all summer looking at different crops. We're seeing with BioForage the ability to manage the stress, much better root development. Now we're seeing a better pod set on the soybeans, better ear fill on the corn. I was checking some fields yesterday. We saw a 30% increase on pod set with soybeans. And we're seeing 18 rows versus 14 and 16 rows on the ears of corn when we compare our untreated checks with our treated checks of BioForage. So I think BioForage is certainly helping to manage the stressful situations that have occurred this year.
Well, for people who are unfamiliar with BioForage, can you talk a little bit about how it works?
Yes. Well, BioForage primarily helps manage stress. By doing that, it helps to develop a good root system. And it helps to manage ethylene stress as it starts to accumulate under stressful situations. This keeps the roots healthy and keeps them functioning properly, keeps the cell division properly functioning. So we can then also manage a hormonal balance so that the plant can continue to grow, the fruiting positions can continue to set so that your ears set properly and your seed pods on your soybeans set properly and can develop properly. So the overall issue of stress management and hormonal balance, and that combination helps for the increase in production in crops.
So when's the best time for a grower to actually apply the BioForage for corn and for soybean?
Right. Well, we have two different options, and in fact, more and more are looking at seed treatment to start with. A 4-ounce treatment of BioForage per 100 pound of seed gets the seed through the stress of germination, and that was very important this year because of the cool, wet soils we had. And that gives you a good early root development and off to an early start. And then most of them are going to follow back with an application anywhere from 8 to 16 ounces of BioForage on corn, V4 to V7 stage of growth, just as that plant's starting to ramp up to develop that ear. And on soybeans, prior to the flowering stage, just prior to R1 stage of growth is an opportune time because there again you're starting to develop your pod set. So BioForage works well in those scenarios.
So obviously we've talked a lot about this year. The stress for many areas has been too much water and cool weather, but that's not the only type of stress that BioForage helps. You know, in other years we've seen excessive heat, we've seen drought conditions.
Absolutely.
So how does BioForage perform in those conditions?
Right. Well, yes, BioForage is not focused simply on wet, cool conditions. BioForage manages stress and stress ethylene any time it starts to accumulate. That can occur, like you said, in drought conditions, even herbicide injury, cool, wet soils, hail damage. We had some hail, of course, come through northern Iowa this year, and we were able to get some BioForage on early, able to help those crops recover. So you'll see even in herbicide injury or hail damage, insect pressures, all of those kinds of stresses accumulate ethylene that's excessive, and BioForage helps manage any of that type of stress.
So for growers who haven't used it this year and they are seeing obviously the impact of weather, what's your recommendation or what's your piece of advice to those growers looking, already ahead at the 2011 growing season?
Well, I certainly would take a look at some seed treatments early. And I know this isn't wheat country, but we've been getting some excellent results from wheat that's been treated with seed on farther west. But I would look at a seed treatment program, and if not that, at least prepare to go with some BioForage in that early vegetative stage, as we mentioned earlier, at the V4 to V7 in corn and prior to flowering in the soybeans.
And then when can growers go to get more information about BioForage?
Well, we have a website, www.stollerusa.com, and it has an excellent source. But they can also, on that website, then find myself or the other sales reps throughout the Corn Belt and just give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to them. We do distribute our product through distribution channels like everybody else, so they can go to their dealer. Being that BioForge is new to some people, if they need more information, get on the website, get our numbers, and give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to them and visit with them.
Great. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I've just been impressed with the interest that we've had on BioForge, and I think it's a result of the stressful situations, not only this year, but the last several years, that especially here in Iowa and all across Illinois and the Corn Belt that we've had. So we've really enjoyed working with the growers that are looking at BioForge, seeing the excellent results they're getting, and we think we've got a bright future with helping farmers to manage stress and increase yields.
Great. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.